بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. It's from the creed of Ahl Sunnah to love the messengers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to give them allegiance, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have His pleasure upon them, and to forgive them, and to praise them. This is the creed of Ahl Sunnah regarding the companions, all the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah 9 verse 100, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirin, those who immigrated from Mecca to Medina, and the Ansar, the citizens of Medina, and also those who followed them exactly in faith, Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever, and that is the supreme success. May Allah guide you, ya Mr. Kalimia, to Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Look at this. Allah is well pleased with them as they are pleased with Him. He mentioned that without conditioning goodness. When he mentioned the tabi'een, those who followed them in succession, he said, describing them, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, those who followed them exactly in righteousness. But when he mentioned the early ones, he didn't condition this term ihsan. And Allah conditioned the pleasure with those who succeed them when they follow them exactly on the same path. They will receive the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with the former one, Allah is pleased with them. The former ones from the muhajirs and from the helpers. Allah Ta'ala also in Surah Al-Fath 48:18. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Indeed Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave their bay'ah, their pledge to the Prophet والسلام, under the tree. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, then will ever be saved and secure from Allah's wrath. And it is affirmed in the authentic hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ أَحَدٌ بَايَعَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. No one of those who gave the pledge to the Prophet ﷺ under the tree will be admitted to the fire of hell. Now, the merits of the muhajireen, the merits of those who migrated. Allah mentioned the muhajirs who migrated their hometowns from Mecca to Medina, and He described them as the truthful ones. as in Surah Al-Hashr 59:8. قال الله تعالى للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. And there is also a share in this booty for the poor immigrants who were expelled from their homes and their property, seeking bounties from Allah and to please Him and helping His religion and His Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Such are indeed the truthful. So he described them as the truthful ones. The merits of the Ansar, the merits of the helpers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this verse, the same surah, but verse 9, he spoke of the merits of the helpers, of the Ansar. Allah ta'ala about them, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And those who before them had homes in Medina, the helpers, and had adopted the faith of Islam, love those who emigrate to them. They love the muhajirs who emigrate to them, and have no jealousy in their breasts. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those who were before them had homes and had adopted the faith, love those who immigrate to them, and have no jealousy in their breasts for that which they have been given, meaning from the booty, and give them, the immigrants, preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that, the helpers. And whosoever is saved from his own covetousness, such are they who will be the successful. Then afterwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the condition of the believers who came after the Muhajir and the Ansars, who followed the companions exactly on faith. قال الله تعالى describing them, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. And those who came after them, our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed. Our Lord, you are indeed full of kindness, most merciful. Also in Surah Al-Fath 48:29, Allah Ta'ala, Muhammadun Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراعة ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are severe against disbelievers. Listen to this point here. Who are with him are severe against disbelievers, severe in the truth, severe with truth and with justice. أشداءُ على الكفار بالحق. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are severe against the disbelievers, meaning by truth, with the truth, not with transgression, and merciful among themselves. You see them bowing and falling down prostrate in prayer, seeking bounty from Allah and His good pleasure. The mark of them, meaning of their faith, is on their faces, on their foreheads, from the traces of their prostration during prayers. This is their description in the Torah. Description in the Torah. But their description in the Injil is like a sown in the Gospel, is like a sown seed which sends forth its shoot, then makes it strong, it then becomes thick, and it stands straight on its stem, delighting the sowers, that he may enrage the disbelievers with them. Allah has promised those among them who believe and do righteous good deeds forgiveness and a mighty reward in paradise. Imam Malik rahimahullah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, you know this verse we are citing now, 48:29, remember this verse. Now remember Imam Malik what he said, man asbaha fi nasi في قلبه غيظ على أحد من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد أصابته الآية. He said, whoever has any anger upon any of the companions of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, then this ayah is about him. Which ayah? 48:29. يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعَ, delighting the sowers, that he may enrage the disbelievers with them. Whoever has any anger upon any of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this ayah is about him. All the believers and the muhajirs and the ansar, we all love them. Now, the excellence of the sahaba amongst themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear the excellence of those who spent of their wealth in the way of Allah before the treaty of the Hudaybiyah, before the opening of Mecca, and who fought He made excellence of them above those who spent and fought after them. Yet both of them spent in the cause of Allah, and both were promised paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excelled some of them above the others, although both fought in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although both are promised paradise. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hadid 57:10, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتل وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير. Not equal among you are those who spent and fought before the conquering of Mecca with those among you who did so later. Such are higher in degree than those who spent and fought afterwards. But to all, Allah has promised the best reward, and Allah is all aware of what they do. And also, we are commanded not to insult the companions in any way. In the report by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, in the narration reported by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, and it is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, do not insult my companions. And in the narration by Imam Muslim, do not insult anyone of my companions. For if you were to spend the equivalent of Mount Uhud in gold, you will not reach the equivalent of mud or half a mud spent by the companions. What is the mud? The mud is 1/4 of a sa'. Sa', this is a measure. And the sa' is about 2040 grams. And half of the mud would be 1020. The meaning is, you will not achieve this small amount of their merit. Not even half of that. If you would spend what? The equivalent of Mount Uhud in gold. Also in the Sahihain, in Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Imran bin Husayn, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrun nasi qarni." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam testified for their merits. The best of mankind are my generation, then those who follow, then those who follow. And he, Imran, he said, "La adri." أذكر بعد قرنه قرنين أو ثلاثة. And then the narrator Imran doubted whether he mentioned one generation or two generations or three. Then afterwards the Prophet ﷺ said, there will come people who will testify when they are not asked to testify. Then he said, then afterwards comes people who testify when they are not asked, and they deceive and treacherous and cannot be trusted, and they make vows and they do not fulfill them, and then overweight will appear amongst them. Then in the hadith also reported in Sahih Muslim and in Bukhari and Muslim rather, that the Prophet ﷺ said, Ayatul Iman, the sign of one's faith is Hubbul Ansar, the love of the Ansar, of the helpers. Wa Ayatul Nifaq, Bughdul Ansar, and the sign of hypocrisy is to hate the helpers. And in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Al-Bara' bin Azib, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said concerning the helpers, the Ansar, لا يحبهم إلا مؤمن. No one loves them except a believer. ولا يبغضهم إلا منافق. And no one hates them except a hypocrite. من أحبهم أحبه الله. Whoever loves the Ansar, Allah loves him. ومن أبغضهم أبغضه الله. And whoever hates them, Allah hates him. O Allah, we bear witness that we love the Ansar. O Allah, we bear witness that we love the Ansar and the Muhajirs and all the companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. And in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, also from the hadith of Abi Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with both of them, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يبغض الأنصار رجل آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. No one hates the Ansar. No man who believes in Allah and the last day hates the Ansar. And in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, that Ummu Mubashir told Jabir that she heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying while he was with Hafsa, may Allah be pleased with all of them, he said, لا يدخل النار إن شاء الله من أصحاب الشجرة أحد الذين بايعوا تحتها. None of the people who gave the pledge under the tree will enter hell by Allah's will. And their number, you know, was more than 1,400. And from amongst them was Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. And Ahlul Sunnah is on the belief that the best of this Ummah after its Prophet is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, then Umar, and this is the consensus of the companions and the successors to the companions. No one disputed regarding this matter, and it has been consecutively related from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said, أَنَّ خَيْرَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّ بَعْدَ نَبِيِّهَا أَبُو بَكْرِ ثُمَّ عُمَرٍ. He said that the best of this Ummah after its Prophet is Abu Bakr then Umar. Then the third with Ahlul Sunnah is Uthman ibn Affan, and the fourth is Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with all of them. And we're going to add something very important also to this, is that we refrain, it is from the creed of Ahlul Sunnah, we refrain from indulging in talking about what occurred between the companions. Because as Umar bin Abdul Aziz, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, these are bloods, هذه دماء طهر الله سيوفنا منها فيجب أن نطهر ألسنتنا منها. These are bloods which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified our swords from. Therefore, it's a must that we purify our tongues concerning them. And he spoke the truth. May Allah be pleased with him. What's the benefit? Our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah asserted. What is the benefit of go and discuss and indulge as to what occurred between Ali bin Abi Talib and Aisha, may Allah be pleased with both of them, or between Ali bin Abi Talib and Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with both of them, mentioning these things can lead to misguidance, because in one way or another we may develop an enmity against one of them vis-a-vis the other. And we may exaggerate in some, as the rejectionists of the Shia did when they exaggerated in the families of the Prophet ﷺ, and they claimed that they give allegiance to Ahlul Bayt, to the family of the Prophet, while the family of the Prophet ﷺ is exempted and free from their exaggeration. And the first who declared himself free from their exaggeration is Ali bin Abi Talib himself, because the first who initiated this Rafida, these rejectionists of the Shia, is Abdullah bin Saba, a Jew who pretended Islam, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, that Abdullah bin Saba is the one who knew the affairs of these Rafida. And he said about him, إِنَّ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بِنْ سَبَأْ يَهُودِي دَخَلَ الْإِسْلَامَ لِيُفْسِدَهُ كَمَا دَخَلَ بُولُسْ في دين النصارى ليفسده. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله سد ذات عبد الله بن سبأ وأنه originated برافضة سكت was a Jew who entered Islam in order to corrupt it as did Paul with respect to the deen of the Christians, with the religion of the Christians, in order to corrupt it. This Abdullah bin Saba pretended that he gives allegiance and love to the family of the Prophet ﷺ, and that he defends them, and that he defends Ali bin Abi Talib, until one day he stood before Ali bin Abi Talib and declared, saying, أنت الله حقا, you are Allah truly. However, Ali bin Abi Talib رضي الله تعالى عنه opened or commanded that a ditch be dug, and so it was. Then it was filled with wood. Then he called the followers of this man in, and he set them on fire. He burned them in fire himself, Ali bin Abi Talib, because of their grave matter. And it was said that Abdullah bin Saba fled and that he went to Egypt. And Allah knows best. So the creed of Ahlul Sunnah is that we refrain as to what occurred amongst the companions, and therefore we don't indulge in discussions about this. And we say that they all are mujtahids who exerted efforts, and the one who was correct is rewarded a double reward, and the one who erred is rewarded one reward, and that this is a nation that passed us. It had what it earned, and we will have what we earn, and that we will not be asked as to what they used to do. And if someone reads the history as to what occurred, he will find amazing things. He will find people who stand to in support of this, versus that, some against the other, exaggerating either way. However, when it comes to history, we should not make quick judgments, because there is so much lies in history, and there is so much following of desires in history, and there is so much changing of facts in history, all in accordance with politics. What matters is what took place amongst the Sahaba, we refrain. This is the creed of Ahlul Sunnah, so that our hearts does not develop any enmity towards any of them. We love them all, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us die upon their love. And we say, Rabbana aghfir lana, O Allah, forgive us and those of our brethren who passed before in faith. And don't make in our hearts any enmity for those who believe. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the most merciful, the most kind. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.